This is Get Lit with Literature, and this is Monk. There's more at the website, allbook-books.com. Has pages of essays, poems, books, links, presentations and workshops that I do, and a link into Substack page, which is the most current essays and poems. Musings from Between the Lines. This week I don't have a lot planned or a lot to say, but the phrase that stood out to me in recent supermarket shopping is plant-based. All of a sudden that's the catch word, plant-based. So there's I looked it up briefly, a plant-based diet, which is mostly seems to minimize meats and other stuff, or animal products. And I mentioned this to a woman who works at a medicinal herbal tea store. And she said that the plant-based is the phrase coming from that vegan is a controversial word. Stirs up a lot of arguments and such like. So that's the new catchphrase, plant-based. So that makes me think that there's some kind of, fixation on this plant-based. I went into the supermarket where I know the people and I said, do you have any rock-based products? And it did get a smile. But the deeper point being is that there are other energies going into the foods. So plant-based is actually nurtured from the sunlight and the wind and the rains and the quality of the earth and the soil and the people tending it. So I kind of think that plant-based is it's becoming this kind of fixated hey, it's cool, it's okay, it's plant-based. I mean, it's good the plants are getting recognition, so to speak. But I think it's one of those, anytime anything in a commodity or marketing, the phrase then becomes a limiting. So I think it's overlooking other aspects and kind of deifying the plant. Of course, the plant deserves the deep respect as living beings, all the different plants and their medicinal properties and their energies and their spiritual caregivers, sometimes called devas. So yeah, I don't have a whole lot more to say, but I just, as part of my job and part of my fascination is to monitor the phrases that become trendy or in vogue, and especially when I see them on products a lot, then that becomes, okay, what is this saying? Who is this aimed at? What is this trying to do? What is this really about? And also another aspect left out, along with the sun and the rain and the earth and the wind, that all literally feed the plant and that help feed you and me and all beings, is the spiritual connection to the plant. Again, that all beings, all plants, flowers and such like have a spirit guide, so to speak, or a deva, a divine presence, and whatever one calls it, that is part of the plant. The plant is actually a being. And if you could see, I've sometimes seen those beings, and they, I don't know for sure, but they appear to me as in somewhat of a human form, whether a face or, the body, and that may just be how they communicate to me. I don't know, but to me, it's saying that they are like us, but just different. So there's a lot more to the plant-based product than meets the label, as is always the case with a simplified label. And to wax a little poetic, while I was making a salad the other night with a bunch of ingredients, with much gratitude for being able to go nearby to a farmer's market and to know some of the people from whence the food is coming from and that it's grown locally. Spinach, snap peas, some bread and butter pickles, scallions, leek microgreens, and I don't know if those were grown locally, but the pumpkin seeds. And I noticed how much green it was. It was a thoroughly green salad, different shades of green. And that is one of the highlights of this time of year after the winter and the early spring. Looking outside, the leaves, the plants, just so much green. So much green color and the energy, and that is the association with plant-based. It is a, quote, plant-based world in many regards. And also in also the color of the heart chakra is a green, a bright emerald green might be the peak or the pinnacle of that energy, but whatever. But the heartfelt green that is emanating from the earth, Mother Earth, is just pumping out that green energy now, this time of year, in these parts of the world. So I give thanks to all the greenery and to all the plants and many of the herbs that are coming from the earth. And that, again, green, my patio is basil green, parsley green, thyme green, rosemary green, oregano green, and plant-based. Blessings and be well.